My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Summer is coming right to your door. With Target Circle 360, get all the season go-tos delivered just when you want them. Snacks, towels, and even pillows. Get it all delivered the same day with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Now, Brendan has a story on the way about 4G, I believe.
Yes, I do. 4G is on the way. I mean, I know it's already here, but it's on the way. First, though, one of the world's poshest department stores has upset some of its customers.
Oh, dear.
Harrods in London.
Yeah, I know it.
Are you familiar?
I bought myself a couple of Christmas ornaments there because you know I love my Christmas.
You love a Christmas ornament.
So I was there in December and I treated myself to a couple, yes.
So it's in the middle of Knightsbridge, right?
It's lovely.
It's very, very posh.
Very posh.
Lovely Christmas ornaments, a giant toy shop upstairs, and they have a fragrance cave, which I'm assuming you visited, Carl.
I did go through the fragrance cave.
Yeah. I mean, it is full of like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bottles of perfume.
And stuff you can't really get here either.
Stuff you can't get anywhere. Yeah. Well, they also have the nicest food hall ever. It's like the fanciest deli counter you could possibly imagine, right? But recently, a bit of an issue has developed because the food hall in Harrods has become a lot busier because people are sharing it on TikTok, right?
Right, which happens.
It does happen, yeah.
It goes viral and everyone wants to try it, yeah.
But the problem is that influencers are now stopping by. They're buying something from one of the many different counters where, the sandwich, the cheese, the whatever. But then they're stopping, standing in the middle of the shop, filming themselves while they're eating.
Okay.
And it's a bit of a tight squeeze. So Harrods are like, I think something like 100,000 people come through the doors every single day of the week.
Yeah.
And so they've now put up
signs.
They
don't need it. They don't need influencers to help them.
They don't, no. So they've put up signs to tell people that they're happy for them to buy the food, but it's takeaway only. You cannot eat while stood in the middle of the food hall, right? You can join a long queue to sit in like kind of a bit of a dining hall area.
Yeah.
So TikTokers have filmed themselves eating things like a 150-pound melon, a 75-pound bunch of grapes, and a box of strawberries for £180.
Yeah, like, who are they trying to influence with this?
Who wants
to spend 180 quid on strawberries?
Certainly not me. I will, however, say that we did walk through Harrods last year through the food hall, and I was hangry. I was at that level.
All right, okay.
And there was a roast beef sandwich that, honestly, I'm salivating now. It smelled incredible.
Okay.
But we were so hangry that we couldn't decide and we had to leave.
Oh no, it was one of them hangry moods.
It wasn't great, yeah. But I regret it to this day that I didn't get the roast beef sandwich.
You can treat yourself next to save a few bobbles.
I'll save up
treat
now.
Yourself,
I'll set up the Revolut vault and I'll get a roast beef sandwich
just
next time
go.
I'm over.
Get it to go.
Up next, we've got 4G on our phones here.
Yeah.
But China, they're laughing at us because they have just switched on 10G.
What does 10G do that 4G doesn't do?
Well, I think to the naked eye, to you and me, probably
they've skipped all the other.
They've skipped all the other ones, right?
Yeah,
so look, China's the first place in the world to get commercial 10G broadband, right?
Okay.
So if we think that our super fast, fiber powered stuff, whatever, is great, this blows it out of the water. So they've done, the way you can do the speed check on it, right?
Yeah.
So they've got a download speed of 9,834 megabits per second. Right?
So by the time they click the speed check, it had already done it. Okay.
An upload speed of over 1,000 megabits per second and just 3 milliseconds of latency.
Okay.
So to put that into layman's terms, you can download a 20 gig 4K movie in less than 20 seconds.
Do you think...
go on.
Do you think things are getting too convenient?
So,
like,
It's not too convenient.
Yeah.
When you press play on a movie on Netflix, Disney, whatever, yeah. Apple.
After
anyway.
Trying to decide for an hour what to watch, by the way.
But I don't notice. Like, it just plays.
Yeah.
It just plays. So, yes, this is going to be faster, but, like, how much faster? It's like when Apple tell you that the new camera on the next iPhone is so much better than the last one. To the naked eye, I mean, they all look great. The
I
last...
think for people who, like, work as photographers, videographers and all that stuff, that stuff is going to help them a lot. But for
definitely.
Us...
For
us, I miss a Friday night going out and picking something in Chartposters or Extravision. I'm going to go back now.
Okay.
But it was like you'd look forward to going to do those
things. Ceremony of
it
all.
You go and get your goodies. You go and pick a film. It was easier to pick a movie in those places. And now...
You'd less choice, yeah.
You'd less choice.
Yeah.
So I miss those days of stuff like that. And now I know how old it sounds.
Maybe you should bring it back, Carl.
I'll try my best.
Like a retro movie shop. Yeah.
Stuffy's Movie Club.
There you go.
Yeah.
Finally this morning. We love a world record here on Brendan's Bit. And even better... Well, they're homegrown. A fella in Monaghan has set a new world record, and it's a tasty one. Shawnee McCleary is his name. He set the record for the most hot tacos assembled by a team of two in 60 seconds. Right? He did this in collaboration with something called Spudfest, which I've never heard of, but I'm very intrigued by.
Yeah.
Shawnee and his taco teammate, they managed to assemble how many hot tacos do you think in 60 seconds, the two of them?
Oh, I don't know. 40?
22.
Okay, sorry, I don't know. What do tacos have to do with spuds?
I don't know. Maybe there were little cubes of spud in the taco.
It just seems like a random convergence of cuisine.
So, not 40, but 22. They beat the previous world record of 17. Not the first time.
Is that something you'd be really proud of? Like, you know when people put up the New Year's Eve posts and you're like, oh, it's such a great year.
Just
I put
a picture
together
of 22 hot tacos. So it's not the first time Shawnee's made history. In 2019, he set the record for the longest line of tacos.
Yeah. It's just I could just see the man with his grandmother. And what do you do for work now, love? Well, I'm the fastest assembler of tacos
in the world. If you were to try and attempt a world record, what would it be?
Oh God, don't ask me. I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it would be either.
No.
I think we'll have to attempt one someday though.
Yeah.
That is Brendan's Bit.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Get ready for an epic savings lineup. Shop Rakuten's Big Give Week and get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. It's one of the biggest shopping events of the year with 15% cash back at Adidas, Ulta, and more. Millions of shoppers are already saving money with Rakuten. Now is the perfect time to join and get 15% cash back before it ends on May 12th. Plus, get a $20 welcome bonus. Join for free at Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next-level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next-level protection for your dog.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Lots of prizes. And Carl's in for Rebecca. Will we get a win?
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's edition of Matchy Matchy.
I am so excited for this. Carl, when I was in a couple of weeks ago with Rebecca, yeah. I was looking forward to this every single morning.
Well, it is the game that everyone talks to us about all yeah. of the time. It's the one that everyone wants to play. And we've got some incredible prizes up for grabs. You know the rules. All you've got to do is say the same three words as either Carl or myself to win you all of these, as expertly delivered now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
No, nowhere else will you win prizes like these.
Grill like a pro with a gas-powered barbecue.
Fly high with a flying lesson.
Glow with a hydrofacial Caribou.
Rock out with a child's walking horse.
And clean Ooh. With ease with this cordless vacuum cleaner.
Win these prizes.
System failure.
I think AI Brendan's been possessed.
That's gas.
By the devil. Sorry,
did they say flying lessons?
Oh yeah, there's a flying lesson.
That's insane.
I know. As in a plane in the plane. Sky.
And then you can have a barbecue when you come back down.
An actual flying lesson. Yeah, if your stomach is still, you know, intact.
Fab.
Paddy is in Selbridge. Paddy, you're on 98 FM this morning. How are you?
We're good. I have Chloe and Lucy with me as well.
Chloe and Lucy, good morning.
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 Morning. Chloe and Lucy, you're twins.
Yeah.
Do you always talk at the same time?
No.
No, you're not like the Australian twins.
No.
No. And come here, there's something very special happening on Monday.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
It's your birthday. What age are you going to be?
Yeah. Nine.
Amazing.
And you get the day off school on Monday as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So good. And Chloe and Lucy, are you having a birthday party?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
A pamper party.
A pamper party? I think Carl wants to go to your pamper party.
Now tell me, what is a pamper party? What do you do?
So we're doing nail polish
Lovely.
And non-heat hairstyles.
Oh.
Very fancy.
Nice.
Very fancy.
Well, I'd say our invite.
And we're doing tattoos.
Tattoos as well. Wow. That's very big for nine.
And does your daddy get a tattoo as well? And will he get his hair done?
I don't have a whole lot of hair.
Oh, yeah, fair. Fair, Paddy. But you can get a tattoo. Paddy, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning? Carl or myself?
I think we're going to go with Carl.
Okay, Carl, and you guess.
Yes, Paddy, okay.
Let's see how you get on in the soundproof booth. Paddy, Chloe and Lucy, let's win you a lot of prizes.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, Paddy, Chloe, Lucy and Selbridge, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is turkey.
Breast.
Yeah, turkey breast.
Turkey breast. Your second word is garden.
Garden? Garden.
Hotel. Yeah.
Grass?
No, garden shed.
Garden shed. Shed.
And your third word is book.
Book.
Shelf.
Shelf. That was anonymous.
Okay. I said turkey.
Thank you so much.
You said breast. I said garden. You said shed. I said book. You said shelf. Are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Okay, we're locking them in. And we are getting Carl back in from the soundproof booth.
Oh, it's a lot of pressure now. Gotta get this right.
Take a deep breath.
I'm gonna take a deep breath.
Okay.
Alright, okay.
How was the soundproof booth?
It was lovely, very soundproof.
Nice.
Yeah.
Doing its job.
It was.
Okay, first word this morning to Matchy Matchy with Paddy, Chloe, and Lucy is turkey.
Stuffing.
Your second word is garden.
Hose.
And your third word, Carl, is book.
Shop.
Have you managed to Matchy Matchy with Paddy, Chloe and Lucy this morning?
Oh, no.
Not to be this morning, guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
That's okay.
After turkey, the guy said
was it
breast.
Ham? Okay.
Yeah.
Breast wouldn't have come to me first, in fairness.
Me either. Garden sheds and bookshelf.
Oh, so it wasn't even one off.
Yes, didn't match one this morning. Okay. Not to me. But Chloe and Lucy have a fab birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Send us pictures of your tattoos and your hairstyles as well. And we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Happy birthday.
Bye. Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Make your Memorial Day weekend joyfully chill with the cool, creamy sensation of My Mochi ice cream. My Mochi is perfectly portioned scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. It comes in all your favorite flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and amazing new flavors like lemon cheesecake. My Mochi ice cream is gluten-free and only around 70 calories per piece. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Walmart or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.